I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Darlene Allen. She is the chair of the local unit of the League of Women Voters. They are hosting a candidate forum with the candidates in the race for the Marquette City Commission coming up tomorrow. Here's more details with Darlene Allen.
We have our candidate forum coming up tomorrow. It's going to be at the Marquette City Commission chambers from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
And this is focusing on the particular race with the Marquette City Commission, right?
Yes. There are 9 candidates running for the Marquette City Commission, and we will be at the August 6th primary. We will be narrowing it down to 4 candidates.
And you have, I believe, the majority of candidates are going to be in attendance for the event?
Everyone is participating in some way. We had a couple candidates that were not able to make the actual event, but they've provided written statements that we'll read at the forum.
It is a candidate forum. This means it is not a debate per se. What's going to be happening at it?
The candidates will have the opportunity to address the audience very briefly with a general statement. Then we will be posing questions from the audience primarily, questions for the candidates about their views and opinions about decisions that they would make for our city.
And this is open to all that are interested. I mean, obviously voters in the city of Marquette, but folks can come by and see who's running as well if they're just even they want to find out more.
Right. They can come. It's a nice opportunity to meet the candidates, see them face to face, and hear a little bit about what they think.
This is part of what you do with the League of Women Voters. How does this fit into the mission of what you do?
Well, the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan voting rights organization. We spend a lot of time trying to educate the community about what's coming up on the ballot, proposals, who's running, share the candidates' views whenever possible so that people can be educated when they walk into the voting booth.
You actually have something that ties into that, which is a website that I know you've been involved with and working with on a local level that's part of a national campaign. Tell me about that.
It is our vote411.org website, and it is a nationwide service. People can log on to vote411.org, put in their address, and so wherever they are, whatever issues will be on their ballot or whoever they'll be voting for will pop up, and they'll be able to see what will be on the ballot. And when possible, they'll actually be able to see the candidates that are running, what their answers are to different types of questions, so get a little bit more detail about who's running.
Well, a good opportunity with those that are running for the Marquette City Commission is coming up tomorrow night. Tell them the details again, when and where.
It's tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Marquette City Commission Chambers, which is on Berga in the city of Marquette.
That's the comments of Darlene Allen. She is the chair of the local unit of the League of Women Voters. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.